The Baby Bombers won the flag. Tony Modra, Jason Dunstall and Gary Ablett all kicked 100 goals. And Matthew Armitt was drafted to the Sydney Swans in the mid-season draft, where he played 2 games along with 6 further matches for the Brisbane Lions. Yes, it was 1993, and this was the last time the mid-season draft was held in the AFL. And it's back, and it's back in a big way, and you can watch it on Fox Footy from 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday evening. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Morris, and with me in the podcast bunker today is Matt Barmer, looking ahead to this mid-season draft. And isn't it exciting, Matty?
Tom, it is very good to be here in the Fox Footy bunker. Finally, it's only taken 365 days, but I finally made an appearance into the bunker, and there's plenty of draft action to talk about.
Well, you've done a cricket podcast before, so let's not get too ahead of yourself. Just one step at a time. Let's get straight into it. What is the mid-season draft? What can fans look forward to watching on Fox Footy on Monday night?
Well, as you just mentioned before, it's the first time in over 25 years we've had the draft. So the mid-season draft will give clubs an opportunity to get some more players under their list. In all reality, that's basically as simple as it is. So clubs will get a chance to take a player or two. And so for some clubs, they can't take a player just due to their list sort of structure. But it's been brought in to try and sort of help those clubs to get season-ending injuries. Players retire early in the season.
And we've seen a bit of that, haven't we?
We saw Kurt Tippett a few years ago. He retired earlier in the year and they couldn't replace him. There was just nothing. So you lose a player, but now you've got the opportunity to replace them if there is someone that takes a fancy, or what clubs might do is take a really young player that got overlooked last year and try and fast track their development.
And Sean Grigg retired recently as well. And these players get $50,000 automatically and a further 20 if they get delisted at the end of the year. Before we go into the player specifics, what are their prospects for staying on the list in 2020?
I think it's pretty good if you're taking a young player in a sense. Why would you take a 19-year-old kid that's not going to play AFL in all reality, especially to a top eight club? You know, why to Richmond? Why would GWS, why would they need a kid to come into their system when they've already probably got a fair few or they've got an established list that they don't need to replace? So I think they're probably going to be ones that take a kid for a long-term issue. If you need a ruckman, you've lost 4 ruckmen. You look at Essendon, they've got a lot of tools injuries, injured. Sam Draper did his ACL, who's sort of their emerging sort of ruckman, their reserve ruckman, and he's injured. So that's a situation where, you might need a ruckman, so you might just draft him for the 6 months that you need him because you need another ruckman.
So do you think it's more likely teams will be drafting players for the now or for the future? Because it's been a talking point this week, hasn't it?
It has, absolutely. And I think it varies from club to club. I probably think that a lot of them will go the younger path because it makes a lot more sense. Is that what's the point of getting in a player? I can get the ruckman factor because you only have 4 ruckmen on your list type of thing, whereas you have 20 players that can play through the midfield, you've got 10 guys that can play small forward. So
they're a rare commodity.
You've got enough guys to cover on your list of 46, 47, whatever you've got, whereas the ruckman is sort of the issue. So I think a lot of clubs will look to youth or to try and bring a guy that's sort of come from a different angle. We look at the pre-season supplementary period, which is a little bit different, but it's that sort of same theory. Sydney Stack, how well is he going for Richmond? Those sort of guys are really what this mid-season draft will probably be about as well.
So how many players can clubs pick? And are there some clubs that don't have room to pick any players?
Yeah, that's correct. So there's obviously 18 AFL clubs, but that doesn't mean there's going to be 18 picks in this draft. So for clubs like Richmond and the Western Bulldogs, we've had retirements lately. So Sean Grigg retired. Bulldogs lost Tom Boyd and Liam Pickens. So they've got 2 spots to fill.
Wow.
Whereas a few clubs early in the year, they replaced them with the pre-season supplementary period. Dylan Robertson had his heart stuff, so they put him onto an inactive list, which gave St Kilda a list, and they picked John Marsh. So it's all around this inactive list. If a player's on an inactive list, it means they've got a spot on the list. So at the moment, every club except for Brisbane, Fremantle, Geelong, St Kilda and West Coast have a spot, at least one. Yeah. There's a few clubs like GWS, Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast that have two. But at the moment, 13 clubs have at least one spot. But St Kilda are probably the only one in that list of 5 that could make a move. They can move Paddy McCartan onto their long term inactive list.
Yep.
Whereas a club like Brisbane, there's no injuries at all. They've got 3 or 4 guys on their injury list, so they can't put anyone onto the inactive list. So 13 clubs have a pick, but not all of them might not use it. Some clubs may elect to pass at the same time.
So, and how is the order decided at round 10?
Yeah, so obviously it's like the end of season draft. It's use the reverse of the ladder. So at the moment, we're going to go from at the end of round 10. So as of this weekend coming, whatever the ladder finishes at 8:30 on Sunday night, that will be the reverse order of the draft. So at the moment, Carlton are on the bottom. They've won 1 game. Their percentage gap to 17th at North Melbourne is probably too high.
Yeah.
So even if they win against St Kilda on the weekend, they're probably going to end up with the 18th spot. So that's pick one in the draft in a sense.
All right, let's get into the nitty gritty now and talk about specific players. And we can talk about probably 30 or 40 players that are well and truly in the mix, but let's drill down and give us some details on some players that you think are near certain to be picked up.
Well, there are 307 players nominated for the draft. So good luck if you're looking for 16 spots.
And some big names in there as well.
There are. And there's former AFL players. We've spoken about Nathan Freeman, Michael Barlow. There's a lot
Alex Johnson.
There's a lot of guys that the random punter in the pub have heard about and they've watched them play AFL for years.
Yep.
But they're probably not the guys that we're probably going to see, is what we mentioned a few minutes ago about the young players that are coming in. So a guy by the name of Kyle Dunkley, who the Dunkley name is famous, I guess, in the AFL, the father-son connection to the Sydney Swans. That won't be there for this mid-season draft. Kyle Dunkley is the brother of Josh Dunkley, obviously, from the Western Bulldogs.
Yep.
He seems at the moment to be probably one of the few certainties to be taken in this draft. Kyle got overlooked last year as an under-18 kid from the Oakley Chargers and Melbourne Grammar, and then he's gone back to Gippsland Power this year in the NAB League and absolutely dominated, even jumped in and played a game for Footscray and kicked 3 goals in the MCG the other week. So in a sense, he's done everything he could do as a 19, or he's still 18 at the moment. He turns 19 in July, but he's probably the consensus guy that could be the first pick. And he's probably the guy that Carlton might almost pick. And he could probably, it sounds silly, but he could probably play towards the latter half of the year, given how well he's gone. I mean, it's probably going to be unlikely he'll have to play well at VFL, but if he's kicked 3 goals the other week, I mean, he can't be too far off.
Especially when a club's down the bottom of the ladder, they might say, hey, may as well give you a go. What about some other names?
Yeah, there's a few. Obviously, they've talked a lot about this Coburg kid that not many people would have heard of, Sam Loston. So Sam, he's played all season in the VFL for Coburg. He's kicked a lot of goals. His tackling pressure is what clubs like and what has really appealed. So if you're looking for a small forward, like Carlton have really struggled to find a small forward. North Melbourne probably could do with a small forward. Yep. Those clubs in the top sort of bottom five mix, they need a small forward. They need a guy with tackling pressure. It's exactly what Richmond did a few years ago when they won the premiership. It was all about tackle, tackle, tackle. And Sam's exactly like that. So he seems to be another guy that we probably think will get an opportunity in this draft. There's a few others sort of like Kyle Dunkley that got overlooked last year in the draft. I know you've written an article on foxfooty.com.au last week about Cody Hurston, the Eastern Rangers. Yep. He had a lot of injuries last year in the under-18s that didn't get drafted. And that's why this is probably a perfect example of Cody might get an opportunity just because he's fit and firing this year, dominated the Eastern Rangers. He's the one that a few clubs are tracking at the moment.
Yeah, so Sydney, Richmond, Carlton and Melbourne are interested in him. And those are the clubs we know of. There could be others as well. A name that jumped out at me initially was Frank Anderson. That's been talked about for a while. What sort of player is he?
Yeah, so he's gone and played at Northern Blues this year. So last year he was just playing local footy out in the Eastern Footy League, I think it was.
Yep.
Got invited to the combine. Everyone's like, who's this kid? And it was a real, don't know, who is he? No one really knew. He was injured, unfortunately, towards the latter half of the year, which meant I don't think he tested from memory at the combine, but he's gone and played VFL footy. He's shown a bit of dash and sort of ability in the midfield. So he's one, sort of, I think he's 21, 22. Again, these are young guys that you've got to try and develop on your list, and this is why they'll take someone with a bit of youth, but because they think they can develop him and give him 12 months or give him a 6 months head start on some of the guys that they might draft at the end of the year, because he was close last year. A lot of clubs spoke to him, so he was a chance. The big sort of mature age one and the guy that is a bit different to the guys we just mentioned is Michael Knoll. He's a ruckman from South Australia. He won the best on ground for the Sandful against the Waffle a few weeks ago. Dominated in the ruck, 205 centimetres, former college basketballer. Played a bit of VFL footy with Box Hill and trained with them last year with Max Bailey sort of tutoring him. He's gone back to SA this year and he's really sort of found his role and it's really worked. And if you're looking for ruckman, he's the real key guy. He's the guy. He's the guy that Essendon, for example, can go out and look at, hey, we need a ruckman. Tom Bell Chambers is the only one on our list. Zach Clark's injured. Sean McKernan's back sort of playing footy at the moment. But what happens if Tom Bell Chambers breaks down on the weekend?
Yeah.
They haven't got a lot of ruckman. So he's sort of the one guy you could go, oh, you know, Michael, come across, you're going to play VFL with us, but you're pretty much next in line. And that's why it's perfect for Essendon. If they need a ruckman and they think they need a guy like him, he's the opportunity to select him.
And so clubs can get in now and they can select players, but they can do it with an eye on 2020 as well, can't they?
Yeah, they can. And bringing guys in now gives them the head start on the guys that they would be selecting in 2019. We see every year there's guys that get overlooked and then they get picked the year after. Tom Phillips was a good example.
Yes.
He got overlooked for the Oakley Chargers and then Collingwood took him. And look at how well he's going at the moment. Sometimes these guys need an extra 12 months in the system, But the fact is that now it's 6 months in the system, and hey, we can get you in an AFL environment for 6 months, and that's even further puts you forward. And as you said before, they got to pay $20,000 if they don't re-sign them in a sense, yeah, or they don't find a home. So it would make sense for clubs to say, no, you know what, we're going to take you this year, and next year we'll sign you for another year and see how well you develop in 18 months.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. It's going to be really good on Fox Footy, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday night. I know we said, on Monday night, sorry. I know you said you wouldn't do a phantom draft. I'm not asking for a phantom draft, but I want your top three. Give me who's going to be the top three on Fox Footy on 6:30 on Monday night.
Well, there's plenty of players in the mix, as we said before, Tom. I think Kyle Dunkley seems to be the guy that
I'm
going to
Don't give me in the mix. I want your top three.
I'm going to say Kyle Dunkley, as it stands at the ladder at the moment, Kyle Dunkley would go to Carlton.
Yes.
North Melbourne have got a pick. They've been linked with Adam Tippenwoody, which is Anthony McDonald Tippenwoody's cousin.
Yeah.
So he's probably there in the mix. I think Sam Lawson, though. Yeah. Don't know if they've spoken to him lately, but I think he's right in the mix of what they
just
need.
He's got on a limb, a guy, mate, like him. Him number two, and who number
say
three?
Cody Hurst, number three. I think he's going to be the one to watch, because he could go to anywhere in those sort of clubs in the first six picks, I think.
It's going to be an absolute ripper, Matty. You're doing some great work for foxfooty.com.au. Remember, Monday night, 6:30 on Fox Footy, the mid-season draft. The first one since Modra, Ablett and Dunstall kicked 100, and I can't wait. Remember, keep clicking back to foxfooty.com.au.